and welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every scary sequin, every harrowing heel turn, and every devilish dance disaster from the comfort of our own living rooms.
Yeah, you should be embarrassed about that. I'm Laura,
and I'm Flo. Welcome to Halloween week. If you hadn't guessed from my spooky introduction.
Ooh, spooky, scary. We are horrifying hosts for this evening. What a week. I love Halloween week.
I love Halloween week. We're big Halloween fans anyway. We go ham for Halloween. We should do a little montage on our socials of like all our Halloween costumes, because like, let me tell you, we would rival Vicky Gill and wardrobe department over the years with some of our costumes.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, not to brag or anything, but
I think we're on Vicky Gill's Pinterest board
For definite.
That's what I'm saying.
I obviously also love Halloween Strictly. It's like, it feels like almost where the show like starts to get like really get going, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the first few weeks, everyone's learning and trying things out, and then I think especially this week with like the first 40, and like it just felt like a momentous week.
It's another milestone, isn't it? That's the thing.
Yes.
There are a few milestones in Strictly, so movie week, Halloween week, Blackpool, musicals week. Mm. And I think that I love it. I adore it. I think everyone goes ham for a theme as well. So I think you get some of the best performances because people are digging a bit deeper.
Yeah, agree.
So it's good to see them. Oh, a lot to say, a lot to say, a lot to get through. How many couples have we got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 9, 10. So 10, that's not far off what we had last season in its entirety.
Yeah.
So it's no wonder this one feels extra long, is it?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have Halloween week, did they, last year? Fuming. Oh, we're blessed to have it back.
Definitely missed it last year.
Do you want to talk? Oh, I was going to say, do you want to jump straight into the leaderboard? But I want to talk about that group dance on Saturday night.
Oh my God.
I loved it.
We are absolutely split on this. I thought it was like some fever dream. I couldn't.
Yes, why I liked it.
Head nor tail of it. I was so confused. I did not enjoy it. It was madness, but not in like a good way, in like a really confusing, like upsetting way. I hated it.
It's Halloween. It's not supposed to be all nicey-nicey.
No, but it could be like less chaotic, you know? Less chaotic, more evil.
I loved it. I feel like there was a moment where I was just watching it in stunned silence, and then it clicked for me, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. It was camp.
It was.
I adored it. My main criticism of it is that, like, it's classic Jason Gilkerson. He floods that ballroom with dancers, doesn't he?
I think there was just too much going on.
And I found the song quite annoying. But yeah. I liked the concept of, like, Voldemort dancing with Harry. I just thought it was funny.
It might have made some sense, but in execution it did not translate to me. It was just all these random characters dancing with each other to like a gospel choir singing Harry Styles. The music didn't match the theme at all. I was like really struggling trying to work out what the kind of storyline was. Then all the villains got captured in that rope and got dragged off to the side, and I'm like, but hang on, I thought that they were meant to be like good now and treat them with kindness.
Maybe Pinocchio is the real villain of that tale.
Maybe. Can we just talk about how I was like, who is that man dressed as Pinocchio? I have never seen that dancer in my life.
Sorry to this man. Past this man and never know a thing.
It was Neil.
I thought he looked quite nice, bless his little heart.
Yeah,
with a bit
but
of blushing.
I didn't think it looked like Neil. I was so confused. Yeah.
I was convinced that Aliash was Voldemort.
Yeah. And
I wanted to find out it was Kai.
Oh my goodness.
And it's so funny because in my head, Kai is shorter than Aliash. But AJ is tall, isn't she? So
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I'd say so. I don't know why Voldemort looked so much like Aliash, but he did.
I just love a ridiculous, I don't know, it really appealed to my, I like something that's, you know,
I like,
it was true camp as well.
I like seeing that camp side of Kai, because he does come across very serious, doesn't he? So to see him like flailing around as Voldemort in like just absolutely ridiculous.
And who might you be, young man?
AJ,
we've saved you a seat. Anywho, yeah, I loved it. So I'm just wanted to bring it up because I knew that our opinions differed, and I absolutely loved it. So I'd love to hear everyone else's opinions on this thing. Why do I shorten everything? Why am I like this? Then, do you want to jump into the into the leaderboard? Do you want to start with the dance off? Where do you want to go?
Why don't we start with? Because I want to talk about Judy, and she wasn't bottom.
Judy. Oh, Judy, love. I'm really upset about it, you know.
I'm really sad she's gone. I'm really sad. And, like, it probably, given the dances tonight, it probably was the right decision. But I just feel like she's had, it's just a real shame that she got ill. Because she was doing, I thought she was doing so well. And then, for her to obviously get sick, miss a whole week of training and also not kind of
be fully recovered.
It was just a real shame, but I loved watching her dance. I think they're a really good partnership.
I love their partnership so much, and Graziano is clearly like such an angel for one thing. It was quite clear that she was digging deeper for something that wasn't. She was digging deeper for less, if that makes sense. Like, we've seen her perform much stronger, but, like, I think it was harder for her, which is obviously fair. It was such a shame. I still would have liked, if I'm honest, she's not the person I'd have had to go down either. Like, I know she probably is in a rightful place on the leaderboard, but I would have had Dan Walker go before her.
Yeah, I think, I agree with that. I think, it's not the, from last night, it's not the two that I would have chosen to be in the dance-off, Judy and Adam.
No.
It's not.
No.
I think probably,
not at all.
Probably Sarah deserved to be with her couple's choice, and I do think Dan probably deserved to be. Mm. Although I quite liked his drive, but I just, in terms of like trajectory and possible journey and potential, I think Judy's got more to show, and I think she just had an unfortunate week. With her,
I agree.
Recovering from illness, so it's just a shame for me.
It is. It's also the second couple that's come back from like poorliness to only leave the next week, and it's sad. And it's just a shame.
I know.
I really looked forward to Judy and Graziano every week, and it is a shame. Can we talk about Adam in this dance? I'm really unhappy about this.
Yeah,
I love Adam. I'm getting a slight vibe of, like, frustrated potential with Adam in terms of I think he's trying really, really hard and he's still not getting the amount of credit that I've seen other people in his position in the past in other series get. Like, I'm thinking about the Darren Goffs of the world. I know that's series three, so, like, it was a different standard. Mm. But he isn't from a performing background and you can see how much he's giving it his all. And he's, like, the only sort of is the only one, like, looking at the rest of the leaderboard, everyone else is a presenter or an actor. I think he's doing really, really well, and I actually really liked this dance as well. I think it's just such a shame to see him in this position, because he's almost in the same position that Tom was the other. I need a breakthrough dance from him, but I don't think that. I think his breakthrough dance was almost week one. I just think people are being harsh on him. And I hope what happened today was that everyone thought that he would be safe. And it won't happen again now. Like, sort of it was like the Reese situation. But I hope. Because I really don't like seeing him. I don't think he deserves to be in the bottom two. He's got so much more entertainment. Again, than Dan Walker. Dan Walker, I too liked his drive, but like, he's sort of in my cannon fodder list.
I just think that Adam, I liked the intensity of that Venus dance they did, and So I thought it was a shame that he ended up in the dance-off on that one, because I didn't think it was bad at all.
No, it was good.
I did really enjoy
minor that. Problems. Bums can be sorted out. Especially because he did start off really well.
I guess perhaps when you start off very strongly, you need to be able to match it. It's almost better to start off terribly and then be able to improve week on week. Sorry, go on.
No, his frame was good at the start of the dance.
I see what you mean. Well.
So you can do it, if you can do it for, it's sort of how I always use football analogies on here now, but I always feel like, you know, that about Jesse Lingard was good at the start of the season, why would he be bad now? Do you know what I mean? He's obviously got it in him. And that's how I feel about Adam, in season and in frame at the start of the dance.
But maybe that's his issue, is kind of like sustaining it. I don't know.
I love him, and he's got more to give.
I agree. I definitely agree.
And he's suffered from accumulation of some very difficult dances as well.
So he's
had like three dances that he's not performed his best at in a row. I can sort of see him. There was two people last night that I felt the judges were particularly harsh on. It was him and Reese. And you can see them getting disheartened, and that. But then they're literally lavishing praise on Dan. Lavishing it. And he deserves it, because he is also working really hard. I also would say that the marks, like, aren't... Like, Craig did mark Dan fairly, having said, like, that was not very good, but I found it entertaining. It's not like he gave it an 8 for being entertaining. But I think that it's difficult to see... They could do with being a bit more constructive with them, I think. I think they're getting a few, as I said, an accumulation of not great comments. It's not helpful to them.
You don't want to keep hearing the same feedback over and over, like, without some recognition of, like, where you have gotten better. And I think with Adam and Reese, they're getting the same feedback, and actually they are improving, and I think they're probably not recognising that.
Yeah.
So I would say that about...
I mean, we'll get to Reese later, but I was furious about some of his feedback this week.
I was too. At least, like, with Adam, the scores, it was 6-8, 8-7, like... I mean, this. I think the 6 was very harsh, but 7s and 8s for that.
Very, very harsh.
Yeah.
I would say 7 and 8. I would say if it had been 2 7s, 2 8s, that would have been absolutely fair. I know, I really enjoyed it. I think it could have been 8s all round. I thought it was really good. Bum sticking out is like 1 point off.
Yeah, exactly. It happens. Where should we go next? I feel like we're dipping all over the place, but
we are.
A tough dance. I mean, I'm glad Adam's gone through.
Yeah, me too.
It wouldn't have been his time to go, I don't think.
It would not have been his time. He's got so much more to give. Adam's one of my favourites. I was very displeased. We were watching it at our Halloween party, and two of our friends said they thought Adam's days on Strictly were numbered, and I was like, what? I love him. He's got much more to give.
It was a rude awakening for you, wasn't it? You were like, what is this coming from?
Yeah.
I mean...
I thought everyone loved him like I love him.
He does need another, like, wow dance in the next week, I think.
Yeah. But
this was not a bad dance.
The problem, you need to get your wow dances in early, like Bill Bailey. It was. I loved it. It was very atmospheric. Katja is a genius, again. I love her. Should we go back down to Sara, then?
Yes. Yeah, let's go back down. This is a tough one. This is a very hard one. Sorry, Sarah, but I did not like this at all. I didn't like the music or the theming or the choreo or the... I didn't like any of it.
No.
And do you know what I really... I hate that. I hate the aesthetic of, like, medieval, dragon-y, like, forged iron things. Do you know what I mean?
What? Why do you hate Game of Thrones?
I've never seen Game of Thrones. I don't hate Game of Thrones. I hate the aesthetic of it. I think it's so tacky. It really makes me upset. So, yeah, I didn't like the theming of it.
Fair.
But, sorry, that's just a personal preference. Might delete that. Felt cute, might delete later. this was not my cup of tea at all. However, I didn't think she danced it badly. And just because I don't like something, does that mean, like, Craig seemed to mark this very, very harshly for.
Yes.
And was it that bad? I don't know. So it's a very difficult one. What are your...
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't a four.
No, I don't think it was.
It was sixes and sevens.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. She performed the moves well. It was just that everything... I don't know. I feel like Ali Ashwell, I always hate it when the pros are like, no, it's my fault. I hate it because it's just like, oh, I don't want to see anyone sad like this. But I actually think Couples Choice is becoming a problem now to the point where it's actually, whereas before it was giving people automatic tens, now the lack of definition is hampering people.
Yeah.
Because that was a show dance. That was not Couples Choice. That was not Street Commercial. That was not Street... that was not musical theatre jazz, and that was not contemporary. It was a show dance because there were still quite clearly ballroom and Latin influences in it, but there were no rules. It's a show dance.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not what Couples Choice was ever meant to be. It was meant to be showcasing three different types of dance, but you could choose which one you wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was thinking, it's not only been changed this season as well, because Caroline Quentin did musical theatre jazz, right? Yeah, she did Gypsy.
Exactly.
And... Bill Bailey's last year, and even Jamie Lang's, were quite clearly Street Commercial.
Exactly.
So, I think, actually, it's not even Ali Ash's fault. I think the producers should apologise to Ali Ash, because I've never had a problem with his choreography ever, I don't think. And if he's not being given any direction, of course he's going to do a show dance, because he's literally a ballroom champion.
Yeah, exactly. I did feel sorry for him, because he was obviously, like, taking the sort of fall for it, and I was like, on one hand, you did choose this was a choice, you know, and it was probably the wrong choice, but equally, like you say, if you're given such a loose brief of like, oh, do what you want, and that comes back to bite you in the bum, then like it's very difficult, isn't it? And especially as he's not done a couple's choice before.
No, exactly. Exactly. So I don't think it wasn't right.
Yeah.
I would like to know what the sort of behind the scenesness was of it, to be honest, because they usually work with an outside choreographer.
Yeah.
For the Couple's Choice, so I also find that interesting that it didn't sound like he did.
It's just bizarre, because then the other thing is it takes away from the show dance at the end of the series when they get to the final.
That's the whole point. The reward is right.
Yeah.
You're meant to do all of these rulesy dances, like no lifts in the rumba or no lifts in anything but an American smooth, right? And then you get to the end and it's like, now show us what you can do with, put all your favourite bits of a dance together.
Yeah.
And no rules. Yeah. But what's the point of having the show dance if they're just going to be letting you do that all the time anyway? It's so silly.
It's really bizarre. I wouldn't mind... if they even went back to the sort of three defined genres. And even within that, there was quite a lot of interpretation, wasn't there? But if they just went back to the three defined genres, then you know a bit more what you're working with. It was so hard to judge this, because I was like, I just don't really know what it's meant to be.
It wasn't... That's what it was. It was trying to be too many things, and it ended up as nothingness.
Yeah.
It was absolutely, like... It was quite harsh as well, hearing... She was dedicating it to her family and all this stuff, and then be so bad. This is the problem we've always highlighted with Couples Choice.
It's hard to critique it.
In its current form, it's not
good.
It needs changing, and they need to. They've not kept an eye on it.
Yeah,
I think they need to go back to the process.
Yes, exactly.
Back to the drawing board with it. But I mean, they're introducing it too early anyway. But And as I said last week, was prime evidence that Couples Choicelessness is great. But this wasn't for me.
No, I'm
sorry. And it should have been, because I love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. And I love Ali Ash, so, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He can do no wrong in my eyes. I was really surprised. He's usually such a safe pair of hands.
Yeah,
I don't know. I also wasn't sure it suited her that well either. I think that's also kind of where the mistake might have been. But, you know, she gave it a go and it was out of her comfort zone. So we've got to applaud her for that.
Yes, and that's also the thing that annoyed me about some of the criticism she got. And they were saying there's two different Sarahs, like one that's in hold and one that's out of hold. Mm. But she's not going to get better at being out of hold until she does more out of hold. That was the point of this dance, I think. Yeah. So I do think that you can't criticise her for being bad at something and then criticise her again for trying to be better at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, obviously that doesn't come naturally to her. Yeah. Like, I think... Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, anywho. Yeah. I think... I'm quite glad she still got through.
I am, because I think...
I'm really interested to know more of her fan base, though. Sorry,
yeah, go on. Yeah, no, I agree. Obviously, she's got the audience vote, hasn't she? If she made it through.
She's been in the bottom two a couple of weeks now.
Yeah. I do know what you mean about her fan base. But I think she's... Yeah, I wonder who's kind of really rooting for her. I guess because she's probably got a bit of an underdog thing going on because she was bottom of the leaderboard first week and this week probably people thought, you know, fairly that she was judged very harshly. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know. Obviously, this week it was probably Game of Thrones fans and... I don't know, elderly women into Kinky Ali Ash. Probably.
Yeah. Oh my god, literally raided the shop.
Either that or it's just Jeanette ringing up every week. over and over.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, by the way, there's no such thing as Game of Thrones fan anymore because they squandered their goodwill in the last season. Not to get into that, we're not strictly come Game of Thrones. Anywho.
Game of Thrones on the sofa wouldn't be strictly come Game of Thrones. Oh yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Strictly Come Thrones. In the game of Strictly, you either win or you die. Fleckles up is power. I don't know, I'm just saying nonsense now. Right, we didn't really talk a lot about Judy's dance, so I'm just going to say I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. Graziano is much better at choreographing things.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought he was fine. I always thought he got unfair criticism about making it all about himself anyway.
He has grown, but though, I think, as a choreographer.
Yeah,
I
think he's got more in his arsenal more than anything else. Yeah. Literally in his arsenal, according to that leotard.
What was that beauty? Oh my goodness.
Honestly.
You can see everything. Nothing literally left to the imagination.
Also, everyone was literally like, oh, what's physical got to do with Halloween? And I was like, what's any of these things got to do with Halloween?
Yeah.
Like, Halloween is the most tenuous of things.
Exactly.
Anyway, like, let him live. I really liked it. I thought it was good.
And also, they'd obviously just carried the dance and the theme over from the week before, hadn't they? When she was meant to be dancing. Like, give them a bit of slack, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
They've got a zombie hand moving. I'm sad to see them go. It's cool. Yeah, I am sad just because... Yeah, I think we've been through it, but like, it's just a lovely partnership, and I do feel like Graziano kind of seemed to learn a lot from her as well, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But next time, maybe we should do a Christmas special, hopefully.
Yeah.
In the future. That's always my answer to everything. If someone goes that I love, I'm literally like, put them in the Christmas special.
It's all good.
Should we go on about Dan and his pinchy kiss drive?
Yes, let's do it.
Dan Walker, Lord of the Lobsters. I thought this was fine. I was going to say great, and then I said fine instead. Fine. I would say that I thought it was great when I was watching it fine afterwards, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
It's what I think he was his best dance.
Yes.
My beef with it is that some of the criticisms that other people, like, for instance, I think they said to Reese, you need to dance through the moves. Yeah. I've not seen Dan Walker dance through the moves once.
Yeah.
It's very much, here is the step. Yeah. I will do the step with aplomb, and then I will move on to the next one.
And I couldn't
when it comes, but I will stop still in between those.
Yeah, and I couldn't possibly do anything else because my limbs are so long.
Yes. Six oh my god, are you 6'6"? Google unnecessary on that. We knew it immediately.
I'm being harsh. Sorry, go on.
No. I think my predisposition to this is to be harsh to Dan. Mm. But that's because I think the judges tend to be more generous to Dan.
This is it.
I thought it was good, and I liked the vibe. Mm. And I was up for the Rock Lobster, by the way. Thought it was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
Nadia looked amazing with that hair.
Red hair really suits her. I can't imagine.
I mean, everything suits
Nadia,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
No.
So, I actually really enjoyed this, and I was ready to not, because, like, I don't think he's the best in the competition, and the lobster thing seemed a bit silly, and, you know. But I actually thought it was really fun, and I thought he performed it really well. I completely agree. Yeah. I don't, you know, the steps weren't finessed at all, but I really enjoyed this. I think he's probably in about the right place on the leaderboard, probably just about. But I'm really annoyed at the judges' scoring on this one. So he got 5, 8, 7, 7. And they teed it up by being like, Dan's not had an 8 yet in the VT. And yeah. Like, is it his time? And I'm like, no, not if he's not going to do a good dance, it's not. And this was not an 8. And I just felt like they've got this narrative they want to give him of his journey. And it's not matching up to what we're actually seeing. And
no.
I didn't even mind the 7s, you know, but like 6s... would have been fine by me.
8 is way too high. Just seeing it compared to Adam's, it's not fair.
Once he thought that was as good as, yeah, Adam's waltz, John's quick
and
step,
John Waits.
I'm like, really, Motsy? Like, do you think so?
Also, I'm seeing, like, marginal improvement in Dan, like, obviously because he's doing it week on week, but it wasn't very springy, it wasn't very jivey, it was I liked it because I'm with Craig, I think he's fairly entertaining, but I think that's because he's quite up for it, like, as in not up for it, like, ugh, it's hard, there's a spectrum of up for it, right? And I would say he's middling in the high bit, like, he's on a 6 on the scale of up for it. Yeah. So he's not up for it, but he's not Adam Peaty levels of up for it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a really long explanation of the words up for it. But I just think that he, so he'll always be entertaining because I do think he has an appreciation for dance, but I don't really, as I said, he's my cannon fodder.
I don't think he's got that many weeks left in him, unless he really pulls something amazing out the bag. But
he's not been in a bottom two.
Right, this is it. So, like,
I'm scared.
So I think
he's my I don't know.
People obviously,
we've had a few bonds like this where, like, who is voting for them? But
he's got the normal guy thing down, hasn't he? So I reckon it's like, I think it's the dads being dragged into watching it. With, I mean, not to gender stereotype at all. All men should be free to watch Strictly, but you can imagine the sort of, like, not too into Strictly and then actually kind of really get into it because their girlfriend's watching it sort of bloke, and like, oh, I know him from Match of the Day, like, oh, he's actually, you know, he's just
football,
like,
focus,
me
actually,
sorry. You can tell I'm very far from this kind of man, can't you? But, like, I think that's
I think
that's who is probably voting for him, as well as probably like the grannies who like him from Breakfast, you know, BBC Breakfast. I expect
he's very wholesome.
He's
very wholesome, isn't
he? And he does seem really nice. Yeah. Like, you could go down the pub and have like a nice evening with him, couldn't you? You know, you go down, you'd have kind of like 2 pints and be home for a sensible,
yeah,
you know, 10 o'clock, be tucked
exactly
up in bed by 11, you know. That's the kind
of really
night.
Good fun to the song Sweet Caroline, do you
he
know
would,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's where it would end. he's perfectly acceptable, but yeah, I'd probably be kind of towards it if it didn't have an 8 inexplicably
in
his score.
I totally agree. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, so should we go on to Adam?
Yeah, I don't know if I've got much more to say about this, actually. I love the drama of it. I loved Katia's costume
coming
and everything.
Yeah,
it's very...
The muse descending. Mm. Katia coming out of her piano to shame mankind. That was great. I really liked it. That's as much as I have to say on the matter.
Yeah.
Should we go on?
Or can I just give a little shout out to the dramatic Viennese waltzes that have been happening in this series?
I love
them. Excellent.
It's so good. Let's move! Tom Fletcher and the Tango. Still keep forgetting he's in it.
Hmm.
I quite like this. I thought the red lighting was very distracting, though.
Mm. So, We have been saying we wanted to see something a bit different from Tom, haven't we? And that did, yeah. this did do that, to be fair.
Yeah.
But...
I liked it.
I didn't hate it. I just felt like Amy was doing all the work around him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and there's so much theming going on. It was almost like distracting from him and his dance.
Yeah. Also, how many children has he got, Flo?
Oh my god, they just keep coming out of the woodwork, don't they? More and more.
Oh, his three boys. I can't believe they're literally producing Strictly now. Like, here are the song choices. They were, like, so sweet. It was, like, all of the backflips. And they were like, Daddy didn't do any backflips. So cute. But literally...
I don't really have much more to say. I think I've said everything I have to say about this.
Well, this is the thing with Tom and Amy, though, isn't it? Yeah. They're nice. Yeah. I like them, but and I think that they're still Team Pleasant 2.0. I'm not getting much more from them.
This series, for me, has a few too many pleasant couples in it. And I'm not saying I don't like a pleasant couple. Like, that's lovely. But, like, we've got Dan and Nadia. We've got Tom and Amy. We've got Tilly and Nikita. There's just a lot of Sarah and Aliette. Mm. Like, people who are, like, nice, but haven't, like, really wowed me, excited me yet. Although, actually, to be fair, we'll talk about Tilly in a bit. But, like, I'm just a bit worried that, like, I don't know, that, like, yeah. I still don't feel Tom's had his breakthrough moment for me.
It's like Ed Sheeran getting to number one sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you forget that they're all around us. I'm joking, I'm literally joking.
But, like, I've never listened to an Ed Sheeran song and gone, like, wow, that's really, like, you know, that's so great.
There's yeah, some exactly.
listened to and gone, that is... horrific, and there's some that I've listened to, like, oh, that's quite catchy, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, exactly.
We're literally turning away probably like 90% of our fan base here because everyone loves it.
Everyone loves really that cheering.
Everyone.
Do you know, once my most embarrassing moment is that I thought Clean Bandit was coming on. In a club, so I ran to the dance floor and it was Ed Sheeran. I was really embarrassed. Everyone thought I was so keen. Mind you, I should have been more embarrassed that I was just running to a dance floor for any good reason.
Oh my god.
Walk at a reasonable pace, Laura.
Last night, when we were out, we were on the dance floor and a song by the Wombats came on. What song was it? And I
moving have, to New York.
Moving to New York. And I have not heard that song in a good 10 years, like 10 plus years. And I couldn't name you any other Wombat song either. So I'm like, oh, this song existed. I've completely forgot about this. And I turn around, Laura's having the best time. And she's like, I fucking love the Wombats.
I do.
The strength of feeling for such a mediocre band was just something else. But that's how I feel about Tom Fletcher's dancing. Like, does anyone fucking love Tom Fletcher's dancing?
Clearly they do.
It's quite nice. I guess they do because he got exactly the same mark as Adam and he wasn't in the dance-off. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Adam. Stop reminding me he was in the dance-off.
He can bring it back, though.
He will bring it back. I'll be home to vote for him, so it'll be fine.
Exactly.
I would agree with all of those things. I like Tom. I'm excited. I wouldn't say I'm excited to see what he's going to do next week, but I think he deserves his place in the show. And I sort of am excited.
Mm.
Like, I'm not unexcited. Can you ever just be whelmed? Mm-hmm. I'm whelmed.
Yeah.
I could talk about one that I'm genuinely excited about, though.
Let's
Reese's Paso.
Yes.
I adored. It was so good.
I loved it.
I thought the music, the theming, everything was great. I'm really frustrated by particularly Craig's comments.
Yeah, me too.
And actually, no, Anton's a little bit as well, but Craig's mark was a bit harsher.
Yeah.
Because you can't say that a Paso is too attacked.
Yeah.
And it was like they really want something really straight. Like, we have, both of us on this podcast have said that Reese needs to just, like, control it a little bit more, harness it.
Reese.
Like, channel the energy a little bit better rather than just being, like, exploding everywhere.
And I thought
he did that
so much better this week. And they didn't recognize that from him.
No, he had improved to the point where I think his timing had improved because of it. Mm. He actually seemed in sync in the bits where he needed to be in sync. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
And then they're saying to him that you've attacked it too much, but also that, like, but also, I don't know, they just don't seem to recognise that area of improvement in him. And you could tell how much it meant to him as well.
He seemed so deflated, didn't he, after...
Yeah, and he's a young lad as well.
So I think sometimes we forget, because it's like an entertainment show, that like when you go in the dance-off, what a difficult experience that must be, especially if you really love it and you are not doing terribly, like, you know if you're like really bad and you're consistently at the bottom of the leaderboard, I might be in the dance-off. But imagine being middle of the leaderboard, done an all right dance, and then to not have the kind of audience like support behind you, and B, have to go through that physically and potentially have like your time on the show come to an end. Like, what a stressful experience to go through, and we don't really recognize it because it's for our entertainment, but I think you could really see that in him this week, and it's like, oh yeah, celebrities are human, do you know what I mean?
He
looked really crushed by it, didn't he?
He did.
I felt so sorry for him, because I don't think he deserved it. He didn't deserve it last week, and he definitely didn't deserve those comments this week either.
And I'm comparing it to Tilly's Paso, which I did also enjoy. Mm. But my thing with Tilly's Paso is that I felt like it was very routine.
Mm.
It was very, like, I didn't feel like there's any purpose behind the moves. And I think Reese had that.
Yeah.
And so it frustrates me to see that they've never, ever attacked someone for having too much attack. In a Paso. It's usually the opposite.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, you've tried too hard. Like, what do you want from him? Yeah. What do you want from him? I thought the girls were spot on with Reese. I thought, like, Shirley and Moxie.
I agree, except Shirley was a bit patronising, wasn't she? And she's like,
mummy hug. I'm like, you could have just said a hug.
Yeah, she could have just said a hug.
Problem solved.
I know. But, you know, whatever. At least they were being kind to him.
And Nancy's got his back, which I'm pleased to see.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to John?
Yes.
This wasn't my favourite of theirs, I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm.
It was... I thought it was the first time I felt like John was, like, worried about the steps.
Mm.
I think he looked very, like, I don't know. Like he was thinking about it. Obviously, he will be thinking about it. I didn't know whether the theming overtook. I don't always think this. As I said, I love Halloween, but I did wonder if maybe the theming overshadowed it a bit.
Yeah.
Like, what it would have looked like if they were in, like, suits.
Yeah. I just think it's a bit of a werewolves doing a quick step is, like, not the most.
No.
It doesn't knit nicely together as a theme, does it? So maybe it was that. I don't know. I enjoyed this one. I did really enjoy this one. I think it suffered a bit from going first because, like, I sort of had forgotten about it by the end of the show. But I did enjoy it.
I think their dances are always going to be enjoyable, though, because he's got a high level of competence.
Exactly.
I just think it wasn't, I don't think it was a 9, Shirley. Maybe it was, but compared to the other dances, I'm just gonna blah, 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 because my brain doesn't want me to criticise them. But it's not a criticism, it's just it wasn't for me.
I think that's fair enough. Yeah, I think that's
fair. I thought it was good, it was fine. It was obviously good, it was not a bad quick step. But in terms of, like, you know, Faye and Giovanni's quick step of old.
Have they done, like, a...
Or compared to their Paso, even.
Have they done, like, a waltz yet? Or like a foxtrot or something.
No, and that's what they did. Was it the American? Was the American Smooth the one that they did?
With the lifts.
Yeah, but you're right. And I would like. This is what I was saying last week. I want to see a bit more romance. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, doing the cutesy little waltz that Tilly got to do.
I mean, they've got a rumba next week, so.
Oh yeah, baby.
We'll see.
Yes, baby. See. Yeah. Can't wait for Strudel to somehow make it, like, best friend.
Best friend rumba.
Literally. There are many different types of love. Platonic love. Like, ridiculous. No, I'm sure it'll be lovely. I'm really looking forward to that. Oh, I love it. I'm so glad there are so many rumbas this season.
Mm.
Feels right. Feels right to me. It's good. It's good that everyone has the same level of handicap for a rumba. Do you know what I mean? It's like the couple's choice. If you're going to give everyone a couple's choice, give everyone a rumba to balance things out.
Yeah.
No, I think they'll be really good at it. I think it'd be really great.
I'm excited.
Anywho, sorry, I went off on one there.
Let's add?
Should we move along?
Yeah.
We are rattling through these.
Boom, 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 Tilly. And her cha-cha.
Boom, boom, boom. Everybody say Tilly. Tilly. This is the first dance of Tilly's I actually really enjoyed.
Me too.
Really enjoyed it.
I sort of was like getting the hype. And I liked that they had that ridiculous theme. And it just made it all seem a bit more tongue-in-cheek, didn't it? Especially Nikita.
It
I was
did.
Like, you know what? Actually, maybe he is just...
He's so silly.
He's just silly.
Nikita is a silly boy. Yeah. We love that. Oh, I love a silly boy. He'd make an excellent Jack Grealish on a night out, incidentally, don't you think?
Yeah, he's got the hair for it. We say this because I went out as Jack Grealish last night. That was like a
super Jack. Nikita. I'm obsessed with the way that Nikita says Frankenstein, by the way. Honestly, I love that bit. And yeah, I just thought it was exactly like a cheeky cha-cha.
Yeah. I love the song choice as well.
Me too. And I wasn't sure about it when I first saw it on Tunes on Tuesday. Mm. And I thought it was super cute.
Yeah.
I love that she had to spend, a few hours of her day watching The Bride of Frankenstein for something that wasn't even themed that much of Bride of Frankenstein.
Funny.
That was cute.
Yeah.
I have literally nothing more to say, but I don't know about you. I thought it was very competent.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
I have a small criticism, which is like...
What?
I don't always think... I think, like, sometimes her face... She loses the acting a bit and then moves on to the next step and picks it up again. And I just want her to sustain it all the way through because it just takes you out a little bit out of it.
Yes. I would agree
with
that.
I think that's a small thing. Because when she does turn it on, she really does. So this was definitely my favourite dance that she's done so far.
Yeah. She has improved on that, because I remember that's what my problem was with the paso was. Is that I think that she was doing it because she was told to do it.
Yeah.
And I still think there are elements of that in her dance. Like, she's doing them because she's doing them really well because she's been taught them. But she's still struggling with that part of, of feeling it, I think.
Yeah.
But I do think that that has improved.
Mm.
It's now, patchy feeling it rather than
exactly.
not feeling it at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And soon she will completely feel it and it'll be great.
Yeah, exactly.
I really liked it, actually, so I'm glad that Tilly got her nines.
And, as a cha-cha, she's done very well, I think.
She has. I've just come around to her. There's just something, something quite endearing about her,
Yeah, I mean, she seems lovely, doesn't she?
Yeah, and I think she is trying. I think she's just reserved.
Definitely.
And at a certain point, the shyness just becomes, oh, you little thing. she's
right,
bopping away
Shirley,
at the titles again.
Give her a mummy
hug. I know. I want to give her a mum hug. God, she is not young enough to be my child. should we go on to AJ? Because,
oh my God.
Woo!
Fire.
Amazing. Flames.
Yeah.
Flames.
Again.
So good.
Love a dramatic Viennese waltz.
Yes.
Love
it. It was so good, wasn't it?
Ugh.
Me too. What a good song for it. Like, you make me feel like a dangerous woman. So good. Oh my God. I feel like Kai is like. Oh, I just think he's. I think he's so clever.
Kai has understood
the
assignment.
Yes, hasn't he just? I feel like he's a really clever choreographer. I think he's such an asset to Strictly.
Mm.
I'm really, I love my pivots, and there was lots of pivots.
There was,
And it was like, oh, leady pivots. This is what we said about Tom, actually, when we were watching it. We were saying that with Tom, you could quite clearly see that Amy is leading him, which I think is happening with a lot of the men. Don't get me wrong, I think leading is very hard. You're not going to teach it in 12 weeks.
Yeah.
But... Kai leads, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And I know he's been doing it all his life, but oh my lord.
Yeah.
I love that. Kai and AJ, they go together. They're intrinsically linked by this point. I just think I can't imagine them. You know how I was like, I wish AJ got Aliash? No, I was wrong.
Yeah, no. It's a really good.
There is no other partnership.
It's a really good partnership. Can we talk about the potential partnership outside of the dance floor?
Oh, it's got to be happening, hasn't it? If not, it's going to be just like...
I mean, they were basically saying it last night with all the, like...
Claudia being like, kiss, yeah, kiss.
And then him she's abandoned all subtlety. That'll come later or whatever he said.
Literally.
Come on.
Kiss. I mean, to be fair, she was speaking for the nation.
Yeah. Well kiss. Done, Claudia.
AJ and Kai, if you're listening, kiss. I just loved them. It's weird, but Viennese Waltz is becoming my favourite dance again.
I've really, really enjoyed all of them this series so far, I think.
So good. Should we go up to the first 40 of the season? Yes! And oh super God. Early.
Deserved, first of all,
I want to preface this with the shout out to my favourite move of the entire night, which was a little shoulder shuffle she did. This is Rose and Giovanni's Tango.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. And again, an Ed Sheeran song, and it absolutely banged.
It did, it worked.
Banged.
It worked.
I was going to say bopped as well as banged, so it came out of banged. But yeah, like, it bopped, it banged, it hit all the spots. I cannot believe how absolutely in sync her head movements were. When she can't look at Giovanni. He didn't look like he was counting at her. And she can't hear the music.
I know. Incredible.
Insane. Yeah. She is so good.
Yeah.
I really hope it's her and Giovanni's year. Like, I just... This was my dance of the season, possibly.
Yeah, I agree. It was so good.
It's up there.
It was so
unbelievable.
Good. She just did so well. The theming was brilliant. Dress. I just thought it was beautiful. Such a gorgeous colour in her and shape and everything.
Literally. I know she was meant to be like indiscriminate ice queen, but I do like to think that Giovanni was Edmund going for his Turkish delight. It just really tickled me to think about it. I was like, oh, this is literally fan art for the Chronicles of Narnia. But yeah, I just thought it was so good. I have no notes. No notes.
Giovanni is so good at Halloween. Again, understand.
King, I was so worried, you know. Whenever they set him up for things like that, like with Ranveer, like, oh, Giovanni's made it to the final this many times and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I always worry when they set them up for, like, that sort of narrative, and it sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah.
But he is king of Halloween. He's like Catcher. He's good at a theme.
Yeah.
He knows when to turn on the... He's very, like... He should be, like, a script writer, don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. Like, there's always, like, a good storytelling in his dances.
He's got a well-honed sense of drama.
Yeah. And the good thing is, because Rose is an actress, she can deliver on that as well.
Exactly.
I think she's just fantastic. I really...
I think he should be the next showrunner of EastEnders.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good at it. Also, Fluffy Fringe was back, which I was obviously delighted to see. Also, was it quite nice to see Giovanni got that emotional?
I think it's just lovely because, like... I don't know, for the pros, like, they've obviously accomplished so much in their life, haven't they? And this is, like, a nice way of earning some cash and getting a name out there, if I'm being very cynical. And then, so when you see them form, like, what look like real genuine friendships and really care about how well the person is doing, and he really, really looked... He did, didn't he? Like, that video of them, like, celebrating, just... He looked so shocked and... It just really made me happy.
Yeah, me too. There's a lot of, it's a lot of mutual learning going on. There's a lot of...
Mm.
I think J.J. Chalmers tweeted it as well about Rose and saying that Strictly's adapting to her, not her having to adapt to Strictly.
Yeah.
And I just think, I agree, like, Giovanni's just... It's Nadia was saying it last week, actually, wasn't she? She was like, I just love dancing so much. And it must be so nice when someone's embracing it. And especially in Rose's case, like, she's performing it well as well. Like, as you said, I've just repeated exactly what you just said. But I just think it's amazing. I also think that we watched Giovanni doing a jive at, like, when he was, like, younger in one of his competition days. And... His talent is absolutely off the charts. I mean, all of the pros are, as we've said before, multiple times before, the pros are the hardest working, like, people in show business. They are so talented. But, like, it's so good to I love it when we get to see all of that.
Yeah.
And we do most, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh, 100%.
It's so nice when potential is being realised.
Yeah.
And Giovanni is good at getting potential out of people. I think he's a good teacher.
Yeah. Clearly he is, because he does so well with all his dancers.
Yeah. Love him. Yeah, what a week. Yeah. It was a fabulous week. I love Halloween so much.
Yeah, what a great week. I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm excited for the... Oh, God, I can't believe we're on week 7 already.
No. Halfway? Is this halfway? I think it might be.
Yeah, I think so. Was last week halfway? No, this week's halfway.
I think it's...
We're around about halfway. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Madness.
You made me feel like a dangerous woman. Yeah, I thought it was... I love the hair and makeup team, so good.
Such a good job.
I love a theme. I love it. I love a theme.
Mm. Best costume of the week, or like best kind of overall look of the week, what do you think?
It should technically go to Rose.
Mm.
It's going to go to Nadia.
Yeah.
Because I liked her beehive.
Good shout. Good shout. I think for me it would be Rose and Giovanni. Like, together,
yeah.
The
fluffy fringe, the eyeliner. Yeah. Which was, everyone who had eyeliner on seemed to be sweating it off into their own eyes.
Oh my God.
Like, and as someone who has literally done that, camera light, nothing worse than getting a scar in your eye.
As like a boy, if you're not used to wearing makeup, because like you would naturally just go to like rub your eye or something, wouldn't you? And then you're smudging everything. So it must be hard.
A nightmare.
Like that.
Very hard. Very hard indeed.
So, yeah, excited for John's Rumba next week and AJ's Charleston.
That'll be really good. So good.
Let's see what happens.
Tunes on Tuesday is going to be another banger, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thrilled to see what's going to happen. It's such a good series.
Mm.
I know we've been like, there are too many nice ones, but it actually is great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Really, it's great. I love it every week.
So we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
should we do a quick, thank you so much for listening. I was like, should we do housekeeping? But like, you know us now. We're on Twitter, it's Strictly On Sofa. On Instagram, it's Strictly On The Sofa. And we are... You can email us at strictlyonthesofa@gmail.com. I want it to be like /, but I'm literally, there's no /. Thank you so much for listening. It was lovely to chat to you. I hope you have a very spooky rest of the week.
But fun spooky, not genuinely spooky.
Spooky, yeah. Not too spooky. Like a moderate amount of spook.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you for listening, guys.
I'm literally waffling on. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Have a good week.
Friend of Hagrid. It's Halloween. I've got to say something Halloween.
Thank you for listening. Strictly on the Sofa is produced by Laura Stanley and Flo Sayers. It's edited by Flo. Social media is by Laura. Marketing strategy is by B Sayers. Our theme tune is by Ben Corbett. Please rate and review us wherever you find your podcast, because it really helps other people to find us. We'll see you next week.